Now, I never know where you are because of COVID social distancing and things like that, whether you're in Parliament or out of Parliament, but I believe you are in Canberra today, is that right?
I sure am up in Canberra this week. We've just had a sitting week last week and another week up here this week, so very busy delivering for the people of Australia and Tasmania.
I guess until such time as everyone gets their vaccines, you'll still only have half full chambers, will you?
No, we've actually been able to run on pretty standard numbers now, but we do try and socially distance as much in the chamber as possible. Thankfully, the architects that designed the building gave us big enough chambers that we can all fit in and socially distance, but we try to be pretty careful.
Yeah, you look at it on TV and you see what the British Parliament's like, and I'd hate to be sitting that close to anyone, COVID or not.
Yeah, and look, it can be tricky sometimes, particularly when there are divisions and everyone's running around from one side of the chamber to the other, but we're managing it for the time being.
Yeah, and on the subject of the vaccine, of course, the rollout started yesterday and it's got plenty of media, as it should.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw Jane Maliziak, our first vaccine receiver yesterday, or the day before, rather, on Sunday, getting her jab, and she seemed very happy with it, and it's really exciting. I think, Martin, you know, we're just about 12 months on from COVID becoming a real problem for us, and now we have a vaccine and we're rolling it out in a sensible and staggered way to the people of Australia. So I think this is very good news for Australians that just want to be able to get our lives back to normal, and the vaccine's going to be a really important part of that.
And it's still going to take some time. We have to be a little bit patient. We still have to continue to obey the rules, because it'll be, I think they're talking about the end of October is when they hope to have it rolled out to everyone that's eligible for it.
Absolutely. And look, what we're doing, Martin, is taking a very sensible approach to that rollout. We're vaccinating the people first up that are at high risk. So they're residents in aged care facilities, frontline healthcare workers, the people that we are really concerned about if they do get COVID, that things might get a bit tricky for them, and then sort of working down the risk categories from there. So we're hoping to have those vaccines rolled out by October.
Okay, on the subject of unemployment, the ABS has released details, and it was good to see, I think last week it was, that Tasmania's now got the lowest unemployment rate in the nation, I think behind the ACT, but don't take this the wrong way, but they're full of politicians up there anyway, so they're not too worried about people being unemployed, I wouldn't think. But it's good news, isn't it? And I guess now with JobSeeker being scaled back, the fact that the unemployment rate hasn't sort of skyrocketed, it's a good thing, really.
It is absolutely great news, I think, Martin. I mean, you look back to the Tasmanian budget forecast for the last financial year, and we anticipated that Tasmania was going to have an unemployment rate of 8.5%. The ABS labour figures that came out last week say that the unemployment rate in Tasmania is 5.9%. So that is significantly lower than what we anticipated. And I think that that is a testament to all of the hard work that Tasmanians have done in keeping COVID-19 out of control, but also in supporting our local businesses as we've started to get our lives back to normal. And everywhere I go in Tassie, it is so inspiring to see so many Tasmanians supporting their small businesses, whether it's buying their Christmas presents locally, as we encouraged everyone to do, or getting out and enjoying our tourist attractions over the school holidays. It's really inspirational, and I think that that unemployment rate being so low is a testament to all of the hard work of Tasmanians.
Yeah, and sadly, hospitality and tourism, some of the businesses are still only running at 50% capacity, and now that we've got the borders open again, I'm hoping that'll pick up, but it's going to take time, isn't it?
It absolutely is going to take time, Martin, but I think the important thing to note is we are so much further ahead than where we thought we would be, and from that really strong foundation in terms of how we've dealt with the virus, in terms of our economic response to the virus, we will, I hope, be ahead in the long run as well.
I guess one of the things that's really helped has been the Home Builder Program. Federal and state governments have been involved in that, and that's really produced some really good figures in the construction industry. It's hard to get a tradie at the moment, really hard.
Oh, you're telling me, Martin. I am in the process of trying to build my own house, and it is proving quite challenging. We originally thought we might have something built by Christmas this year, and I don't think that's particularly likely anymore. But, I mean, you're entirely right. The number of dwelling approvals is more than 95% above the same period last year. So our building and construction industry is rocketing along, and that is, I think, very much due to the support that the federal government through the Home Builder Grant Program has provided, and of course that was assisted by the Tasmanian state government coming to the table and providing home builder grants as well. So some much needed support for the sector there to get Tasmanians building again.
They won't go forever though, and some economists are forecasting that once the home builder program's finished, and I think it's the last round now, that the construction industry figures will probably drop back a little bit.
Look, we'll have to see what happens there, Martin, but I'm very confident that the pipeline of work is there for the building industry to continue to rocket along strongly for some time. Like you say, it's pretty hard to get a tradie at the moment to build anything, so I'm hoping that into the future they'll still have plenty of work to do.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I guess the other thing that goes hand in hand with that is training. We need to be able to plan ahead and train so that we don't have these shortages of skilled workers.
Absolutely, and I've spoken on your program many times about all of the work that the Morrison government is doing to ensure that we are equipping our young people for the jobs of the future, and we know that building and construction is going to play a really important part in that.
Yeah, the Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockliffe is also a regular on my program. He's the Minister for Training, and he's very passionate about that, and we've spoken about it on a number of occasions in the past. And, yeah, let's hope that we can get the trainees and apprentices we need to fill those gaps, because the demand probably won't go away a great deal in the future.
Yes, and let's hope that we can get those gaps filled with local Tasmanians
as
well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, good on you, Claire. Thanks very much for that today, as always. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Talk to you soon, Martin. Thanks for having me.